vision says it. Wake me up, God, I miss the best part. Take me back to the start. We came together, then we fell apart. And
yo, yo, welcome to Crypto 101. This is Matthew Aaron. Now, you wake up in the morning, might make some coffee, go downstairs, whatever you do. But I bet you the first thing that most people do is grab their phone. And if you're trading crypto, after you grab your phone, the second thing you do is you check your coins. You check your Bitcoin prices, you check your altcoin prices, and you figure out what happened during the 8 hours you were asleep. You might panic, you might be happy, but where do you check it? Well, I have my list of places to check my coins every morning, and I have a couple winners, a couple losers, and I think this is going to be a quick episode, but let's get started. Let's keep in mind that when we are checking our coins, we are talking about checking them on our phone, on the go, waking up in your car on your way to work. Well, hopefully you're not checking your coins in your car on the way. Well, hopefully you're stopped at a stoplight. That's what I'm trying to say. Okay, long story short, where do we check our coins? First, exchanges. So a lot of exchanges, you could just save the website as kind of a little app icon to your home screen on your iPhone, your Android devices, and you could just pop open the market index right there on your phone. Now, some of them work better than others. Binance. We talked about Binance in the Binance episode. They have a great native interface, and it looks great on your Android devices or your iOS devices. They also have an app. It's not available on iTunes, though, so therefore I never got it. I'm sorry, I did not get it and download it to my phone and try it for you guys because I don't get apps that are not from the App Store. But they do have an app. It's available on their website for download. You can check it out. I haven't tried it, but their website itself looks good on the phone. So you can check some prices on that. Poloniex isn't bad on your phone as well. Again, you can take the bookmark and just bookmark it straight to your home screen so you can launch it with a touch of a button. And the good thing about Poloniex is you can star the coins that you have so they are on top of the list. So you can just star, say, you know, Litecoin, Ethereum, and Digibyte, and it is going to be on the top of the list. So when you open up that app, boom, it's there. Now, Bittrex is just a horrible, horrible, horrible platform for mobile devices. There are third-party apps for Bittrex and Poloniex. Some of them are pay. I don't really trust third-party apps for my exchanges. They might be fine. I have used a third-party Poloniex app just to check prices and to check the movement of the market. It is called Polo. They have a free version and a paid version. Now, the paid version will give you full access to charts, remove ads, and give you unlimited alerts. But the free version gives you basically your coins, the troll box, which I thought the troll box was deleted in Poloniex, but now when I see it on this app, it's going strong. I am super impressed because the troll box was one of the best things about Poloniex. However, the winner of exchanges on your phone is Coinbase. Now, Coinbase only has three coins. We know that. Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Litecoin. However, their interface is the best. If you pop open the app, checking the prices is simple, clear. The best thing about it, and a lot of people don't know, is that you can have a widget on your phone. So if you swipe right on your iOS device, now I don't know how you do this on an Android, but on your iOS device, if you swipe right, you can go down to the bottom, press edit, and add a widget of Coinbase. By putting that widget at the top, without unlocking your phone, swipe right, boom, prices are there, put your phone back down. Super fast, Coinbase killed it with the widget. Now there's websites as well. Now some of them look okay on your phone, and some of them don't. Some of them also have apps as well. For example, coincap.io, it's a great looking app. You can have multi-currency on there, so you can see it in US dollars, you can see it in Bitcoin, Ethereum, or different prices that you want. You can see it in, you know, Japanese yen, euro, pound. It is for iOS and Android. And the good thing about CoinCap is you can also make your own portfolio. So let's just say I have one Bitcoin, 10 ETH, 10 Litecoin, a couple Dash, a couple Monero, a couple Ethereum, And I want to just keep track of the price of those all together to see how much my portfolio is worth. Well, you can do that in this app. It's pretty simple, pretty straightforward. I have a couple cons with this app, though. CoinCap was my go-to for a while until it started having a little bit of problems. And the problems are the logos of the coins aren't added timely. For example, I am in the Slack with Virium and Viracoin, and they've been asking CoinCap for weeks, months to add Virium Viracoin logo to CoinCap. It's still not there. Viracoin's there. Virium's not there. It's been, I would say, probably about a month. It only gives you available supply when you're looking at your coins. It doesn't give you total supply. The portfolio feature of CoinCap is a bit buggy. And you can get a rough value of how much your coins are worth altogether. But I have seen my portfolio change by hundreds of dollars, sometimes even thousands of dollars, just because the app is moody. So I know there's, maybe, say, $2,000 in coin there. But sometimes it might give me $2,085 or it might give me $1,930. And it might be in 10-second difference, but it's just moody. And you know your coins didn't change that much. And that might be a bad example. It's just, it doesn't give you an accurate representation of how much is in there, and you know it. Other cons of CoinCap, the prices differ from CoinCap and other apps or websites. And if you're using CoinCap and you're using other websites, then it is kind of hard to figure out which one's right. And therefore, then you have to go to a third one. And CoinCap has been wrong on many occasions. Even though it's probably one of the nicest apps on the phone for just checking prices, it's sometimes wrong. And the last one, their coin selection isn't always up to date, so you wouldn't get some of the more obscure coins that are coming out. Some coins have just been added, but it took a while. So they're on different platforms way before it was on CoinCap. So pros, multi-currency, very easy to use, user-friendly layout for an iPhone and an Android. But there's problems, and they really need some developer TLC with this app. CoinMarketCap. CoinMarketCap is great on your desktop, and it's acceptable because CoinMarketCap always has the right prices, and it's acceptable on your phone because you know what you're going to get with CoinMarketCap. CoinMarketCap is not an app, sadly, but for this website, you just need to put it on your home screen, and they kind of... It really is not native to your device, your iOS or your Android. So it's kind of a pain in the ass to use, but you know what you're going to get. And there's a lot of good things about CoinMarketCap. The pros is that it's always up to date. I have never seen that it had a coin where it's just like the prices were wrong, the supply was wrong, and they didn't have the logos up, unless it's very new. It always shows total supply and circulating supply. So... For example, Ripple is a big one. Ripple has, and please don't quote me on this because I'm just going off the top of my head. Let's just say 38 billion Ripple out there. But their total supply is something like 100 billion. So they tell you that on their coin. So they say circulating supply, 38 billion, but there's, 60 billion or so just kind of like hanging out, chilling, waiting to be released whenever Ripple decides to do so. So that's a very important thing that I want to know when I'm looking at the coin prices and if I'm going to invest or, just doing some research. It also does a cool thing where it shows which coins are pre-mined. Coins can be pre-mined, as we know, and some of them are used pre-mined for proof of stake. Some are being mined as a proof of work. And this is a feature that I haven't seen on other sites, but it's really good to know if you're going to get involved with a coin to know if that supply that you're looking at is a pre-mined supply or a mineable supply. Is it proof of stake, proof of work? Is it most of them are pre-mined and then there's like this little proof of work component to it? And it's good to know that. And they show you on the app. I'm sorry, on the website that you can link to your home screen. The con is there is no app. So it's a pain in the ass to use on your iPhone. But again, it has these pros that I really do like. WorldCoin Index. WorldCoin Index is also a lot like CoinMarketCap. Looks almost exactly like it. However, it has the problems of CoinCap. Logos aren't there. Available supply isn't there for all of the coins. They don't have total supply for all the coins. It looks, again, like it needs some TLC. All right, moving on with websites. TradingView. Now, TradingView isn't a place just to check your coins in real time. And actually, if you're going to do it on your phone, kind of sucks. But I had to put it in there. I might do an episode just on TradingView. But it is a very pro tool to do analysis on trends, look at coins. They have a social media component to it. You can actually build a profile, create a status and a reputation, and publish different technical analysis. You can publish your ideas, publish your trading styles. You can create your portfolio. And they have great tools for looking at the market and analyzing the market. The cons are, again, like I said, we're looking basically at your phone. I didn't want to not put this in here because it's such an important tool. But you can't use it on your phone. It's just too complex. It's a pay-to-play for the most part. You can go there for free, but there's ads everywhere. It's always telling you to upgrade. There's three different packages. The beginning package is $9.99 a month. The top package is $39.95. So it's not cheap. It's not cheap. But then again, if you utilize some of these functions that they have, like publishing ideas and trading styles, creating a portfolio, and the social media aspect of this website, you can create a nice little business off of this. So that's kind of what it's for. But for the amateur, for the hobbyist, it's a bit much. But we're going to go into that. And because if you're going to look at technical analysis, and this is something that you really want to explore and learn, then this is the place where you want to go. The next one is, I don't know if you've seen pictures of this. I posted it on my Twitter. Mac Touch Bar Keys. Now, this is just amazing. If you want to check your prices, this is one of the coolest, most innovative ways to check prices I've seen. If you have the MacBook Pro with the Touch Bar, you can add prices to that Touch Bar. They have a limited amount. I think it's just the top 10 coins at the moment, like, you know, Dash, Monero, Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Litecoin. I think Vertcoin is actually there. And there's a couple other ones that have developers just putting in it because it's like an open source community development hobby, if you will. It's really cool. So you can use that to check your coins. The link is going to be in the description for this. So if you're curious, check it out. The things that I don't like about it is it's not an Apple authorized through the Apple App Store. And it's somebody's project. So there's limited currency. So if you're going to be trading OAX, and you're probably not going to have it on there unless somebody builds it. But it checks all the boxes. If you have meet these criteria, you have a MacBook Pro with a Touch Bar, you only like to trade big coins or like the top 10, and you don't mind downloading third-party software. Now, there's a couple mentions that I want to put out there before we're moving on to what I think are the best options for checking your coins and keeping track of your coins. The first one is Crypto Ladder. Now, I don't know why I'm having a problem downloading this, so I didn't have a chance to check it out. I apologize, but it's rated really well in the iTunes store or the App Store. Crypto Ladder. Another one called Hold. HODL, also rated really well. I really want to check it out again. Can't download it. I don't know what's going on. But the winner for keeping track of your coins and checking your prices is Blockfolio, by far. Blockfolio, and I should have reached out to them to get some kind of sponsorship for this, but they probably don't have money because this is a free app, and I don't know who makes it, but it's fantastic. It has a portfolio option where you can add your coins in. Now, what's different between this one and, say, CoinCap? This one goes by date. It goes by exchange. So why is date and exchange important? First, it knows when you bought your coin, so the price. It goes by exchange, so it knows the price of the exchange for the day that you bought it at. So, for example, Bitcoin. Bitcoin has a monster list of exchanges. Bitfinex, Bitstamp, Bittrex, Coinbase, OKCoin, Poloniex. There's maybe two dozen different options where you can say, okay, on September 15th, I bought a Bitcoin on X exchange, and then it'll say it's worth this much. And then 5 days later, you sell it on another exchange even, and it'll tell you what price you sold it at from the exchange, and it'll give you a profit or loss. That's amazing. Other pros is it's accurate because it goes straight from the exchanges or straight from some websites. So it's always accurate to what is being on the website that is chosen to show you the prices. Again, example, Bittrex, CoinMarketCap. So whatever you pick, it's going to show you that current price. It has alerts, so it can alert you when you get to a certain price on a certain exchange. For example, ETH on Bittrex, it will alert you when it goes to $300. Or maybe you want to just check Coinbase. Now, there's so many options with this one. I love it. You can look at the books, the buys and sells on different exchanges. So say if I want to get into Bitcoin, but I want to see what the volume is. Who's buying? Who's selling at this time? So I could look at Bittrex. Oh, wow. This is what the volumes are. This is who's buying, who's selling. This is what the order books. And Poloniex and OKCoin. And it's going to tell you real-time purchase information. It also has a news feature. So all the new news that is coming out about crypto is going to be displayed in this app. So Blockfolio is by far the best place to make a portfolio and check your prices in the morning. You cannot very easily scroll and check just prices of random coins. CoinCap is a lot better with that. Actually, it's really good with that. So you just scroll, see a coin, see a market cap, and just check it out, see what the coin is doing. Just randomly, you know, kind of browse, shop for coins. This one isn't. You really kind of know what you have to look for or make a portfolio and kind of build your portfolio. But when you wake up and after that portfolio is built, you're just checking your coins. You're seeing profits and losses real time. For example, I'm looking at the Bitcoin right now. My Bitcoin is up 2%. I don't know actually when the date was. I started playing with this, but it's up 2%. My OK Cash is down 4.32%. My Ripple's up 1.18% from whenever I put this in there and whatever date that they're going by in the app. And it's phenomenal. There are some cons, and the cons are real minor, but I think they're cons. The first one is when you have an app this detailed and accurate, you're kind of looking at this as your guide to, you know, how much money you're making. And it doesn't include maker and taker fees. And I wish they did. Because if you're going to be able to pick an exchange, then it should be able to tell you the maker and taker fees from that exchange. So, for example, Bittrex is a flat fee of 0.25%. So, a quarter of a percent. And it doesn't do that. So, you're always going to be a little bit off. If you're moving enough money around, that's going to add up to, you know, a couple hundred bucks over time. And it could really throw your idea of how much you're making off by a couple hundred bucks. And my last con with it is another minor one, but, and I don't know how else they could do it, but it kind of bothers me, is that if you go into the coin, you can see the profit and loss. So example, if I have Bitcoin on it, I can look at my profit and loss of the Bitcoin. However, if I sold my Bitcoin, it looks at my total portfolio value as a massive loss if I sell it. I wish they had a cash and a coin holding. And then they kind of like put them together to show you your total, your overall amount. And I don't know if that's even accurate, but it's kind of like I feel like if I'm looking at my total portfolio and say if I have 5,000 in it, I have a Bitcoin and an ETH, and then I sell my Bitcoin and then it's like portfolio down by 97% or something. And it's like, wow, that doesn't look right. But now I have my, you know, my money in cash, and I wish that it kind of reflected that in the app. I guess that's just a wish list. I don't know, because it just looks bad to say my portfolio is down by 97% because I sold something. And you kind of have to remember that, oh, if you're looking at your total portfolio, you have to remember if you didn't sell that Bitcoin, you sold that ETH, and your portfolio is then down by, you know, 6%. You forget you sold it, then you're always like, oh man, my portfolio is down. Until you really kind of start thinking, oh yeah, that's right, I sold the ETH, and going through your books and stuff like that. Super minor. Anyway, Blockfolio is the winner. There's many options out there. I have used quite a few. I have quite a few on my phone. There's some that won't download. Blockfolio is the winner. However, my big winner is... Oh, by the way, before we go into my big winner, the links are going to be in the description for a lot of these. Check them out. Make up your own mind. But Blockfolio kills it. I would always get CoinCap just to check the prices really quick to see what's going on. Scroll it and go shopping. Blackfolio to really keep track of your coins, unless you want to be like me, which my number one is an Excel sheet. Excel is the best because you can make it how you like it. My pros are this. It's customizable. You can make your Excel sheet look however you want it, put your coins however you want it, and track whatever information you want. Why? Because you're making it. It has API support. On Windows, Mac needs a plugin, sadly. But if you have Windows Excel, you can take the APIs for your specific coins from, say, CoinMarketCap, put them into your Excel so you can have real-time prices for all of your coins. So, for example, maybe you make a sell for ETH. Put your real-time price in there, and it can always give you a profit loss real-time by just by opening up your Excel. It's more detailed to meet your needs. You can include your maker and taker fees or other fees like transfer fees when you're transferring it from, say, one wallet to another, or Bittrex, or one exchange to another, the network fees. The Excel is also on devices. I have it on my iPad, so I can, you know, do it on the go. It's a great learning experience, because if you're not a big Excel guy, or if you don't use Excel, it's a really cool, fun thing to learn. You know, how to set it up, what you need. It's basic math, but just there's a lot of basic math with a lot of working moving parts that really makes it just a fun little hobby to have. And you have more connection to your coins. I feel that making Excel for me, and I don't use Blackfolio, I strictly use an Excel. I feel that I have more of a connection to what I'm doing. Like, I used CoinCap for a while, and I did use Blackfolio for a while. And I just felt like just throwing it in my phone didn't really give it a value. And I feel that this work that I put into making the Excel gave this investment much more purpose and much more personal value. The cons, though, to Excel is that it's time consuming to make. Some people can throw an Excel together in 20 minutes, but if you don't know really what you want, it could take hours. My Excel took hours, and I'm still doctoring it. What colors do I want? How do I put my logos in there? Excel on the go isn't the best for your iPhone. Okay for iPad. It's not the best for iPhone, so it kind of sucks. The biggest con is that you can make changes by accident and not know it. So if you're, you know, on your computer, you know, you're doing your Excel, and you don't pay attention, you can erase a cell, and it's just gone. There's no real, like, kind of confirmation for a deletion of a cell or a deletion of some numbers. So that can really throw off your numbers if you're not paying really good attention to it. In short, or in long, and I'm sorry, I really thought this was going to be a short episode, but it isn't. Let's see what happens in editing. So, places to check your coin prices in real-time market data. Here they are. The exchanges all can be thrown to a link to your home screen, so you could just pull them right up. Poloniex, Binance have apps with them, third-party apps that you can throw onto your phone, and they look great. They work great. Poloniex has the troll box on their Polo app. Bittrex sucks. Don't try it. Coinbase is the winner. Coinbase, the widget, kills it. Go for it. Websites and apps. CoinCap, great for just checking prices, scrolling through prices. They have their problems. I wouldn't use it to be, you know, your old faithful, but I definitely would use it because it's easy and it's fast. You can just open it up and just browse some coins while you're, you know, waiting. CoinMarketCap, great for a website app, bad on your phone, but it's the one I would use if I was going to actually check prices. WorldCoin Index, a lot like CoinMarketCap in design, get a lot of CoinCap's cons. TradingView, a must have if you're trading. Free or paid, use it on your desktop. The Touch Bar keys, Mac Touch Bar keys, cool novelty. Not all the coins, but super dope. And the winner, again, like I said, Blackfolio, just amazing. It's over, cold, Anyway, I'm going to wrap it up. I didn't know it was going to be this long of a podcast. I apologize. But before I go, you can find us on Instagram, crypto_101, Twitter, crypto_101, SoundCloud, Facebook, Tumblr, YouTube, crypto101. Email me at crypto.101@outlook.com. I love the emails. Send them over. Let me know what I can do better. And again, we are looking for people to help join the Crypto 101 brand, the Crypto 101 team, and build this up. Because we have a lot of stuff that is going on in our minds, but we need people to do it. The crypto space is at $150 billion market cap right now. People are saying that it's going to go up to $1 trillion or $2 trillion. And Crypto 101 wants to be part of that growth. So whatever your skill set is, whatever you want to do with Crypto 101, send me an email. Say, hey, you know what? I want to do this, do that, or what have you. And we'll talk. I'll tell you what's in the pipes for... Is it in the pipes? Down the pipes? I don't know. Anyway, we'll tell you what's going on with Crypto 101. And we'll see if you want to be part of the team. And finally, this week's music is by Donkey Boy. The song is called Kaleidoscope. The link is in the description. It's from LaBelle Music YouTube channel. My go-to. Thank you very much, Matthew Aaron with Crypto 101.